every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Well, I wanted to get on to this story about the stadium for Cairns, Ballard Park or whatever. Yesterday, we just ran out of time, but lucky because there have been developments since yesterday too, particularly with Richo, Shane Richardson, the monolithic Shane Richardson from South Sydney, stepped into this debate. And he's contributed some very important information. Now, cutting back to yesterday, Chris Calcino wrote, the Cairns Council's putting its hand out for a $10 million upgrade to the Premier Sporting Arena, but Mayor Bob Manning's been urged to ask for more. They're talking about a 50-50 federal funding application, etc. We're talking lighting, audio, visual technology, Barlow Park, ratepayers covering half of the $10 million. And then they talk about John Moore's position. John's been very outspoken on this, not just for months, but for years on TV and on radio and in the Cairns Post. He's tireless on this front. Thank God he is. But he's got some interesting allies recently, and they're very supportive as well. In fact, Kevin Byrne rang me last night and said, you missed John Moore. You missed John Moore on the show today. I said, oh, sorry, we just ran out of time. Here we go. Lighting and audiovisual upgrades are long overdue, but John Moore said he's adamant they alone will not help Cairns secure big NRL games. Last year, the code brought matches to the Toowoomba, Sunshine Coast, Bundaberg, Rockhampton, Mackay, as well as Townsville, Brisbane, Gold Coast. Cairns was the only city of note not to get a nod. Now, we'll cut to the chase here. We're talking about a 12,000 to 14,000 rectangular stadium that can be expanded to 20 to 25,000 in future years. This is very interesting. And additional infrastructure, including a new athletics facility. This has been such an important point over decades. What are we going to do with the athletics facility? Now, that could potentially be built on underused showground land. Now, the other point too, I want to bring this up now because otherwise I might miss it. The important point, and I hear people saying this all the time, the mayor has got this idea of putting Cairns and Papua New Guinea together as an NRL team, but I hear other people suggesting, not just John Moore, that ain't going to happen. But we're going to get stuck into this matter now. He's on the line. Yes, he is. Hello, John.
Yeah, good morning, John.
We're cutting through because the coverage is becoming more extensive and we're getting a filled-out picture of what's possible now and what ultimately it could be expanded to when the demand is there.
Yeah, John, that's right. All we need is for everyone to be positive about this and let's all move together in a concerted move just to get this done. And we've got to stop this business of saying, we need water first or we need a Karanda range first. Of course we need a Karanda range, a road, and of course we need water. But everyone else has these things now and they also have a stadium. I mean, we here in Cairns have to get rid of this perception that we don't deserve things. You know, it's an amazing culture that's developed here amongst some people, a minority, I might add, but a vocal minority on occasions, and we've just got to change that. We deserve to have at least as good as other people have, and as you quite correctly said in your lead up. Last year, we finished up at best number 9 in the pecking order. Yes. I mean, we had places like Toowoomba and Bundaberg and Rockhampton and Mackay ahead of us, you know. It's ridiculous. And we've just got to stand up on our hind feet and say, hey, we here in North Queensland, we are sick and tired of being overlooked and treated like second-class citizens, and we've got to stop accepting it. We've got to stand up. We've got to scream out, we need attention, and we need it now. And I think we're starting to get there.
Well, this is interesting too, because Michael Martin over at the council says, look, all three levels of government now are becoming supportive. Now, we're talking something that would be seen as practical. We're not a huge city. Yep. We don't have to have something like Townsville's got, but 12,000 to 14,000 for the moment would be adequate.
Well, absolutely. And even more than that, John, I would suggest what we could look at is the Sunshine Coast model, which is working. It is excellent. And all we need to do there, and this is really looking outside the square here, but this is all we really need to do. The first thing we've got to do is take that first step. And the first step could be simple as this. When this current season is over, we bulldoze Barlow Park. And what we do is we build a very small state-of-the-art stadium, which will seat, say, 3,000 or 4,000 people. That's all. But we just position it on the halfway line at Barlow Park. And we use the height, not the width. We use the height. We go up in the air. And all we put in initially is, as I said, 3,000 or 4,000 seats. Put in the lift, put in the restaurant, put in the dressing rooms, put in the referees' rooms, the media rooms, et cetera, all those essential things. And then you cut your costs down there to probably not a lot more than you, than the $10 million that they're talking about now. And let's not forget, we've already got a commitment of $40 million, which hopefully will be realised from the state government. So it gets us up to $50 million. Now, with $50 million, we could have a stadium of easily 5,000 people. Now, how about we start there? Because this is what Sunshine Coast did, and they started off very small, and they're now doing the same as we're doing. They're trying to get funds, and they'll get them. There's no two ways about that, because they're completely united down there, completely united, and I think we are here now too. And you just expand on that.
I was stunned because I'd forgotten, if I ever knew, about Richo and why he came here all those years, 6 years in a row, the Rabbitohs. And it was fabulous. I mean, we look forward to every year. And it says here in this Chris Calcino article, he was at the helm, this is Richo, when the Rabbitohs brought games to Cairns 6 years in a row before finally shifting to the Sunshine Coast back in 2019 because of Barlow Park's poor facilities. He said the Rabbitohs had expected their presence up here to provide the impetus needed to get Cairns a stadium, but they left in shock and dismay at the lack of motivation to get the job done. That's been a missed opportunity, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Well, to make it even worse, Richo's too much of a gentleman, and I'm not. And I'll say this, that we actually went to a meeting with people, and I'll just leave it at that. This was on the Friday before the very first of those six games, whereby we were told that at the next council meeting, it would be passed that Barlow Park would be developed into a proper rectangular stadium. That was the Friday before the Sunday of the very first of those six games. So that's why Richo, you know, was so disappointed, because he went back to his board and he said, well, this is the place to be, mate. This is a progressive city. This is going to go ahead, this place, blah, 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 blah. And of course, he was left with jam on his face, you know, as many other people have been.
Now, just once again, quoting from this today's article, the council's now ticked off a federal funding application for $5 to $10 million, $5 million towards an overall $10 million lighting and audio visual tech upgrade at the sporting arena. Is Warren Inch on side 100% with this?
Oh, look, I'm sure he is, and I'm actually quite encouraged by the fact that he's talking to the council CEO and the council seems to be on board. The CEOs are on board. I'm not sure about the mayor. But it seems to vacillate a lot on this for whatever reason. I don't know what it is, but Bob Manning has got to get completely behind this, besides the CEO. And if we can get Bob, the mayor, on side and move quickly, and I mean move, not talk, move. And I would very much commend my suggestion of starting very, very small, so we get rid of that problem of debt and millstones and all these phrases that get thrown around. Let's start very small, but do it modern, do it properly, so that we can expand as we need. That's the way the Sunshine Coast has done it. That's the way we can do it, and if we do it that way, that gets rid of all the objections. Just think about it. We can do it with the $50 million that we're looking at now. That's all we need, and we can do it. So let's do it.
Excellent, Jono. Really worthwhile update. Thank you. John Moore on the line there. He's a former director, Australian Rugby League.